you are going to listen to four young people from around the world talking about their response to climate change. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the speakers with their statements, A to L. There are two extra statements that you should not use. Write your answers in the boxes provided. The first one, zero, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. Speaker 1. Brian.
I see the effects of climate change every day. One minute, it's 40 degrees plus. The next, it's raining so heavily that our homes are being washed away. Yet 18 months ago, our city in South Africa experienced its worst drought in a century. We were limited to 50 litres of water a day. We were just days away from day zero when the taps would run dry. That's what inspired me to become a volunteer with a project working with local communities. Climate change is a foreign topic to many residents here. We go to schools and help them to set up their own organic vegetable gardens, showing them practical skills and encouraging them to become self-sufficient for food and reduce waste. Our mission is to conserve natural resources. I want people to understand that we should care about the environment because this crisis is affecting us right now.
Speaker 2. Ella. A couple of years ago, I read a post on Facebook about a movement in Bali called Bye Bye Plastic Bags. It really sparked my imagination, so I decided to start my own campaign against single-use plastics. I managed to get our local city council interested. As a result, we now have a zero plastics policy at all street markets and festivals. Things like returnable cup deposit schemes and refilling stations for water bottles and only using compostable plates. I believe there should be a lot more focus on environmental education in the school curriculum here in England. Did you know, for example, that the production of a 1 litre plastic bottle uses 180 millilitres of oil? That's 1/6 of its capacity. Plastic pollution is just the tip of the iceberg. It's really closely linked to the consumption of fossil fuels and global warming. Speaker 3. Travis.
My involvement in climate activism started way back when I was a kid on a trip through California. The debris and garbage I saw on beaches was really scary. The scale of the problem seemed massive. Then I realized there were really simple ways to make a difference. I started to avoid plastics whenever I could and use natural or recyclable materials if possible. I've already made several films about environmental problems and solutions and shown them in schools and colleges. Next, I'm planning a road trip by electric car across the states. Along the way, I'm going to meet with green energy developers and youth activists and film their work. I've even persuaded two musicians and an actor who are also well-known environmentalists to join me. Hopefully, my films will encourage people to make a genuine commitment to positive change.
Speaker 4. Ava.
Every Friday, I, and of course thousands of other students across Australia, well, we quit the classroom and picket government offices for action against climate change. All we want is a safe climate. The evidence is everywhere. We're calling for 100% renewable energy by 2030, and no new coal, oil, or gas projects. Recently, my classmates and I got to speak with the leader of the opposition in the capital city. That at least showed that our demands are being taken seriously, but we haven't had an adequate response yet. We want to see a change in policy. You know, I've been trolled on social media, but that doesn't worry me. People say we should be in school, but striking at the weekend wouldn't have the same impact. There's a narrow window of opportunity to save the planet, and it's getting smaller all the time. Politicians need to start acting if they want us to go back to school.
Speaker 1, Brian.
I see the effects of climate change every day. One minute, it's 40 degrees plus. The next, it's raining so heavily that our homes are being washed away. Yet 18 months ago, our city in South Africa experienced its worst drought in a century. We were limited to 50 litres of water a day. We were just days away from day zero when the taps would run dry. That's what inspired me to become a volunteer with a project working with local communities. Climate change is a foreign topic to many residents here. We go to schools and help them to set up their own organic vegetable gardens, showing them practical skills and encouraging them to become self-sufficient for food and reduce waste. Our mission is to conserve natural resources. I want people to understand that we should care about the environment because this crisis is affecting us right now.
Speaker 2, Ella. A couple of years ago, I read a post on Facebook about a movement in Bali called Bye Bye Plastic Bags. It really sparked my imagination, so I decided to start my own campaign against single-use plastics. I managed to get our local city council interested. As a result, we now have a zero plastics policy at all street markets and festivals. Things like returnable cup deposit schemes and refilling stations for water bottles and only using compostable plates. I believe there should be a lot more focus on environmental education in the school curriculum here in England. Did you know, for example, that the production of a 1 litre plastic bottle uses 180 millilitres of oil? That's 1/6 of its capacity. Plastic pollution is just the tip of the iceberg. It's really closely linked to the consumption of fossil fuels and global warming. Speaker 3, Travis.
My involvement in climate activism started way back when I was a kid on a trip through California. The debris and garbage I saw on beaches was really scary. The scale of the problem seemed massive. Then I realized there were really simple ways to make a difference. I started to avoid plastics whenever I could and use natural or recyclable materials if possible. I've already made several films about environmental problems and solutions and shown them in schools and colleges. Next, I'm planning a road trip by electric car across the states. Along the way, I'm going to meet with green energy developers and youth activists and film their work. I've even persuaded two musicians and an actor who are also well-known environmentalists to join me. Hopefully, my films will encourage people to make a genuine commitment to positive change.
Speaker 4, Ava.
Every Friday, I and, of course, thousands of other students across Australia, well, we quit the classroom and picket government offices for action against climate change. All we want is a safe climate. The evidence is everywhere. We're calling for 100% renewable energy by 2030 and no new coal, oil or gas projects. Recently, my classmates and I got to speak with the leader of the opposition in the capital city. That at least showed that our demands are being taken seriously, but we haven't had an adequate response yet. We want to see a change in policy. You know, I've been trolled on social media, but that doesn't worry me. People say we should be in school, but striking at the weekend wouldn't have the same impact. There's a narrow window of opportunity to save the planet, and it's getting smaller all the time. Politicians need to start acting if they want us to go back to school.